Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Tuesday, May 31st, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market, there were no trades on Monday, May 30th, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $10.95. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. General Property Corporation, $5.40. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.88. Bank of Nevis Limited, $2.80. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 14 securities, of which 3 advanced, 4 declined, and 7 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index advanced by 1.48 points to close at 2,062.17. The Composite Index advanced by 0.77 points to close at 1,416.02. The cross-listed index remained at 101.45. The SME index declined by 0.05 points to close at 39.37. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 63,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $1.9 million. Unilever Limited was the volume leader with 45.6 thousand shares, changing hands for the value of $799,000, followed by Republic Financial Holdings Limited with a volume of 5.9 thousand shares being traded for $828,000. Trading activity on the mutual fund market registered a volume of 33 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $701.40. Calypso Macro Index Fund was the volume leader, with 30 shares changing hands for the value of $615, followed by Clico Investment Fund, with a volume of 3 shares being traded for $86.40. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 57 stocks, of which 26 advanced, 23 declined, and 8 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 11 million units, valued at over $85.8 million. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders. Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with the 2.7 million units. Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares with 2.5 million units and QWI Investments Limited with 961,000 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, 1 advanced and 2 unchanged as 426,759 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $30 million. Government of Barbados Bond Series B was the volume leader with 414,259 at a high of $73 and a low of $73 before closing at $73. They were followed by Goddard Enterprises Limited and Epley Caribbean Property Value Fund, which traded 10,200 and 2,300 shares respectively. For RCI's business report, I am Tova Gibson.